And welcome back to Beyond the Rings Short Stories. This is Jeff Wells. Thank you for tuning in to hear another story from over 20 years and 10 different Olympic outreaches. As we make these recordings, I am planning to be on the ground in Paris 2024, have my air tickets, my airplane tickets, have housing, just got to pay for food and get around town, and we're in the process of making pins now. I'll tell you more about that later. Right now, I want to talk to you about children at the Olympics. Now, if you know me, I have a special place in my heart for teenagers. Absolutely love working with teenagers. I think they're some of the greatest people on earth, and I think it's one of the best times in life. And so it's one of my greatest joys is to walk alongside teenagers and their families as they seek out what it means to be a follower of Christ and to grow in what that means, even as teenagers. You don't have to wait till you're an adult. Well, some of the greatest encounters that I've had at the Olympic Games have involved children. And I want to share just a couple of episodes, children and their families. And I just want to share a couple of those episodes with you today. So one of them that I think of right away was Sochi. Actually, in Sochi, I had a couple of really neat encounters with children. But one that I have a very fond memories of is, so Sochi Park it was located near the Black Sea. And we would walk about a mile from where we were staying to catch the metro to the Sochi Olympic Park. Now, the thing is, in Sochi and many Olympics, if you didn't have a ticket for an event in Olympic Park that day, you cannot get access. You can't go in. Now, in many of the previous Olympics, like Sochi, you could go if you got there early enough, and you could buy essentially a day pass that would allow you to enter Olympic Park, but you still couldn't go into any of the venues where the competitions were being held because you didn't have a ticket for that competition. And so we didn't always get to go into Olympic Park. Sometimes we were stuck outside. But thankfully, the way Sochi had set it up is that basically you got off the metro and you crossed over this bridge and you came down these big steps, and they had a huge Olympic ring display. And it was a great place to gather, to meet up with people that you were going to go to the game with. And it was all happening outside the security checkpoint and entry into Olympic Park. And so on the days we could not go into Olympic Park because either there weren't any day passes available or we just weren't going to do that day, we would often hang outside in that area. And it was a large area. And we would offer to take pictures for people while they were trying to get pictures with the Olympic rings. And we had cowboy hats on and our American flags. So a lot of the Russians would be very interested in taking pictures with us because we're Americans in Russia. And even though I didn't speak an ounce of Russian and they didn't speak an ounce of English, we would have fun with each other. And one of the greatest examples I can think of that is, there was this family with some young children, and they were decked out in their Russian flag attire. They had a couple of Russian flags. Little girls had Russian flags, ponytail holders and pigtail holders, and oftentimes Russian flag face paint and all that. And this one little girl, she couldn't have been more than three or four, just totally decked out. And so the mom convinced me to kneel down behind her and to get a picture with her. And it was just such a fun encounter. I don't remember that day if we had our Russian interpreters with us or not. But I remember just giving them a pin and the explanation of the pin on a little business card. Even though it was English, I was trusting that they would find somebody who could interpret it for them. And while it wasn't a full-fledged A to Z presentation of the gospel, it was certainly a gospel moment. And it was joyful. It was fun. And that's the thing I would tell you, that anytime it comes to engaging in gospel conversations, whether it's with your uncle, your next-door neighbor, your coworker, your best friend, your children, your teammates, if you're in school still, is be genuine and have fun. You don't want to get into an argument. You don't want to browbeat them. You don't want to threaten them with eternal separation from God, hell. That's very real, but you don't need that to be the tone. Obviously, if you're sharing with a loved one, you can plead with them. I want you to be with God in heaven. I don't want you to be separated from him. But you don't want to present it to him as basically turn or burn. That's not the right attitude. And that's one of the things that I'm reminded of with children, be it at the Olympics or in my everyday life and at my church, is they're some of the most genuine, honest, forward people you'll ever meet. And that could be good or bad. They can call you out and say, you know, why are you so fat? And they can also be very open and approachable to hearing about God and his love for them and seeing that on display. And so have fun. Again, in Sochi Park, I shared this in a previous episode where I talked about tag team evangelism. Another encounter. We had just entered the park one day, and a little boy came up, and again, he spoke no English. I spoke no English. This day, we did have our interpreters with us, and he wanted to give me a magnet of Stalin, and he was very proud of it, and he was excited to give it to me as a gift. And so that led, through our interpreters, to a full-fledged gospel conversation where both the boy and his father prayed to receive Christ. So you never know what's going to happen. One of the things in the early days of my involvement with international sports chaplains and Olympic penetrating evangelism is they had created not only a regular pen, Jesus pen, to be used, but in Sydney, Australia, and in Salt Lake City, both, they created children's pens as well. And so we had a bunch of pens that we could use for gospel conversations with children. And again, it just out of wisdom and respect, you never want to have gospels. You never want to have serious, meaningful relationship conversations with children unless their parents are right there or are involved. And so you would get permission to give them the pen. You would get permission to share the story of Jesus and his love for them. Most parents are going to be very, very open and even excited for that. But if you don't get that, give them the pen anyway, hand them the track or the business card that explains the gospel, and let that be that. Because at the end of the day, the parents are responsible for those children before the Lord. And we need to honor and respect those parents and trust that God's at work, even if there may be some parents who may be a barrier in that moment. These children are minors, whether they're 4 years old or 14 years old. Don't go deep into that conversation, and certainly calling for decisions without the parents' knowledge of and permission to move forward in that conversation. And I think that's important. Because we know that Jesus loved children. He said, let the children come to me. We know that some of the obstacles we run into in the Western culture is not treating children respectfully or their parents respectfully. And so we want to honor all that when we're engaging in gospel conversations. And that's been a rule, regardless of where I've been at, and certainly when I've been at the Olympic Games. And so enjoy the children around you, be it your own children, your grandchildren, nieces, nephews, cousins, neighborhood kids, and look for ways to share the gospel with them in ways that their parents will be open to and receptive of and sign off on. And just remember, just as children are joyful and gleeful, remember the joy of children, of childhood, and how as Christ followers, we're children of God. And that is the greatest joy we could ever experience in this life and for all of eternity. I invite you to partner with us with Beyond the Rings Outreach this summer in Paris. We are in the midst of raising funds for our our pen production. Our goal is 3,000 pens. They're about $3 a pen. So we need to raise $9,000. We have about $2,000 toward that goal as I make this recording. At $3 a pen, if you send $100, that's going to make 33 pens for 33 gospel conversations this summer. So go to our website, beyondtherings.net. There's a link there that can instruct you in how you can give online or send a check. We would treasure the opportunity to have you partner with us as we share the gospel this summer in Paris for the 2024 Summer Olympic Games. Thank you again for tuning in today for Beyond the Rings Short Stories. I'll talk with you next time.